This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth and encouraging the brethren.
Thank you for joining this podcast. This is The Christian Counselor. We continue our study on skills that can be learned in order to improve specifically our marriages, but generally our overall relationships with anyone. We can, of course, learn how to love, and today we want to talk about learning how to listen. One of the most phenomenal things that happens in human relationships is simply observing what people will do in order to be heard. Maybe there's a young child who is desperate for the attention of his or her parents. And while the rationale doesn't necessarily go through their mind that if I can't get positive attention, I'm going to seek negative attention, that is certainly how many children will behave. Perhaps they won't do well. They will seek any kind of attention that they can get. They will seek to be heard. I am impressed by watching adults who will raise their voices, yell, scream profanities, and perhaps do things that are equally ungodly and not right, but they do this because they don't feel like they're being heard. Or maybe you've seen the opposite extreme. Adults who get upset and disappointed in a relationship within their lives, and they will almost reclude to a dark room, sit in silence, and not say a word. And others can go and talk to these people or attempt to ask them what's wrong, and they simply won't say anything. Again, the rationale is not there, but the idea is, if they're not going to listen to me, then I'm not going to speak. We've seen self-marginalization in the Goths and others and the different ways that people dress, piercings and so forth. And they say they're not doing it to get attention, but the truth is they wouldn't do it if they didn't want attention. Children and adults both know how to pout. And all of these and many more emotions are nothing more than an attempt to be heard. If you won't listen to me, then I will behave in such a way that's going to make you listen. Well, it's no secret that adults and children alike want to be heard. And the reason that we do these things is because we're so desperate to be heard that we'll go to ultimate extremes in order to be heard. Stephen Covey is the author of the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And in that book, he suggested that we must first seek to understand and then to be understood. We generally get it backwards, don't we? We are so desperate to be heard and understood that we don't care what the other person's saying. But that doesn't ultimately help our relationships. And indeed, it does not help us. So a little bit of intentionality. Seek first to understand. Let me hear what you're saying. And then I'll try to be understood and help you understand what I'm saying and thinking. In the book of James, James chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, he said, "So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God." There's different ways we've said this in our culture. Our tongue is guarded by a double row of teeth, but the ears are always open, ever ready to receive instruction. We've been given one mouth and two ears. Maybe it's best that we listen twice as much as we speak. There's different ways we say it, but James essentially says, be swift to hear and slow to speak. And this will help the communication process. That's something we have to learn. It's not something that comes natural. It's not impulsive. Impulsive is to speak before listening. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is the Christian Counselor.